This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The big question in business, how much weight does a court in Ecuador have over an American oil company?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. A judge in Ecuador has ordered U.S. oil giant Chevron to pay $9.5 billion for pollution in the Amazon River basin there. Chevron says there's corruption in the case, though, and it's not going to pay the hefty fine. Marketplace's Eve Troeh is with us live in our studio here in Los Angeles with the latest. Good morning, Eve.
Good morning.
So what's the argument for Chevron here?
Chevron actually inherited this case from Texaco.
Mm-hmm.
An Ecuadorian villager sued Texaco in 1993, saying its oil fields made them sick and ruined their land and water. When Chevron bought Texaco in 2001, it started building its defense. And it says Ecuadorian judges and lawyers are corrupt, and they have secret recordings that can prove that, so Chevron's going to appeal. Oil analyst Nick McGregor told me that even if Chevron blows off the ruling, it still sends a strong message.
In every jurisdiction in which they operate, they'll have to operate under their best practice in order to try and avoid things like this. There are no cheap places to do business if you get it wrong anymore.
Meaning no cheap place to pollute without some pushback and consequences.
All right. So what do courts outside Ecuador say, Eve?
Well, Chevron does not have assets in Ecuador, so the plaintiffs would have to go after all of that $9-plus billion in the U.S. or elsewhere. And a U.S. district court judge has already moved to block enforcement of the Ecuador ruling. The International Court, The Hague, also advised the National Courts of Ecuador not to enforce this ruling.
Okay. Marketplace's Eve Troeh here in the studio with us. Eve, thanks.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. With a budget crunch in his state, the new governor of Wisconsin has stirred up a big hornet's nest there. There's a push to take away the bargaining rights of public sector union members. From station WUWM in Milwaukee, Latoya Dennis has more.
Wisconsin faces a budget shortfall of around $130 million for the current fiscal year, and the outlook is even bleaker for the state over the next 2 years. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker says for the state to be in a position to tackle the deficit, collective bargaining rights for unionized state employees need to be eliminated. Cheryl Maranto teaches management at Marquette University. She says what happens here will impact state workers across the country.
If it works here, I think it will become a trend.
Maranto says public employees are usually thought to have generous benefits. Jim Bolstad works for the city of Milwaukee. He attended a rally yesterday in protest of the change. He says public employees have good benefits for a reason.
Their salaries aren't what private employees are, and that was part of the negotiation process under which they accepted their jobs.
Lawmakers in Wisconsin could vote on the legislation as early as this week. In Milwaukee, I'm Latoya Dennis for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Well, European shares are mostly flat at the moment, but Asian markets closed mixed today. Bad weather and high fuel prices took a bite out of FedEx profits last quarter, and the company lowered its outlook. Shipping to shopping. The Commerce Department said today there was a small rise in January retail sales for the seventh straight month. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost about 5 points to close at 12,268.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in natural gas, nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. By Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by Reputation.com, helping businesses and professionals monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation Defender is now Reputation.com.
The unrest sweeping across the Middle East and North Africa has so far toppled a couple of governments. And continued demonstrations in the streets of Iran today and Bahrain and Yemen, too, are gathering protesters seeking government change. Well, now the monarchy in Jordan has been shaken by allegations of corruption. From Amman, Stephen Beard reports.
Bread, freedom, and justice, chant the pro-democracy protesters in Jordan, but they're not calling for the king's head.
We're asking for reforms of the political parliament, these kind of things.
You don't want the king to go?
No. No, he is a factor of stability for the country. I am sure he's a kind of stability for the country.
But while no one is calling publicly for King Abdullah to step down, his critics have been hitting him hard, where it hurts.
I'm truly honoured.
His wife, Queen Rania.
For me, the Tech Awards are a perfect combination of ingenuity and compassion.
Only 2 months ago, the glamorous Queen was receiving this global humanitarian award. Today, her name has been sullied by allegations of corruption. 36 so-called tribal leaders in Jordan said she'd helped her family get land for free. Randa Habib of the AFP news agency wrote up the story.
The importance was not so much the content as much as the fact that they dared criticizing a queen in a country where you can be go to jail for 3 years for the crime of attacking any member of the royal family.
The royal court furiously denied the story, but other damaging material has appeared on the internet accusing the queen of corruptly enriching her parents' family to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. Chris Davidson is professor of Middle East politics at Durham University, England. He says belonging to a ruling family in the Arab world is usually profitable.
Any businesses, especially any foreign businesses, need to have some local partner. And if you and your family members and cronies are at the top of that pyramid, as it were, then you're best placed to take advantage of these business deals.
All this is common knowledge, he says, but in the present climate of revolution, these revelations are toxic. Any more, he says, and the popularity of the Jordanian monarchy will surely wane. In Amman, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, Oregon police pulled over a reckless driver on Interstate 5. But the guy behind the wheel said he wasn't going near the speed officers accused him of, 118 miles an hour in a 55 zone. But police say they do have the evidence, the radar that clocked him going 118, and a video the guy was making while he was driving with the camera focused on the pegged speedometer. The driver said he wanted to post his experience on YouTube. Police seized his car and the camera. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, on Twitter at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Leaders across the Arab world are trying to fend off revolution. Some are handing out food subsidies, others just cold hard cash.
It will help them to go to the malls to do some shopping, but that's not going to change their political attitudes towards the government.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Loyalty, but at what price? That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.